She got dirt, and she's ready to go. Ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
I mean,
what up, what up?
What's happening, friend? Oh, wait, I saw Bombshell last night.
Okay, how was it?
Do you know what the movie is about?
Yeah, about the, they tried to take down the, yeah.
What were they trying to take down, me?
The Hollywood executive.
Yeah, okay, Roger Ailes from Fox News.
Yep, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it was like Nicole Kidman and Charlize Theron and Margot Robbie. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it.
So I've heard a lot of different mixed reviews about it. I heard it was like good for people that want to know what's going on in the industry, I guess. But
okay.
I guess a lot of industry people said they didn't like it.
It didn't get great reviews.
Okay.
But I didn't really understand the full story of everything that had happened. So now I feel like, you know, it's from the woman's point of view that were involved.
Yeah.
But Megyn Kelly says she didn't have anything to do with this movie, but they made her look like quite the hero in the movie. So, and you know, I'm not a big Megyn Kelly fan.
Yep.
So after watching the movie, though, I felt like I had a better understanding of the things that she had to go through in order to get to where she is today.
Wow. Okay.
So I really did like it.
That's
cool. Did I tell you my mother met Roger Ailes years ago?
Really?
Because my father worked in TV in New York, and she was at a party and met him. And was like when they were all very young.
Yep.
And my mother said that he was very, kind of flirty. And I think my mother was a little interested. I'm not going to lie. From what she said, I was like, okay, yeah.
Right.
But anyway, yeah. So, but it really shows him, like, as a dirty dog in this movie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway. Hey, go ahead.
So it looks like Tekashi 6ix9ine, he's scared, Jenny, of course. So he just filed to finish prison sentence at home. Because of fear of retaliation.
Wait, so doesn't he have to do like 14 more months or something?
Yes, so 14 more months, but he says his patience is running out. His attorney just filed paperwork asking the judge to let him out.
But isn't he in like a cell for like 23 hours a day?
Yeah, so he's
in. So they didn't put him in Gen Pop, right?
Yeah, well, he's in a private jail.
Okay.
But he said that a lot of the people that are at this jail are blood.
Oh, so he's afraid something might happen even though he's being protected.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So you know Tekashi was sentenced in as a racketeering case last month.
Is he safer at home? I feel like he's not.
That's the thing, too.
I feel like you're not.
I feel like you're not safe anywhere at this point.
Wow, Michi, that's so scary.
I mean, you know, I watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
But, you know, he was given 24 months in prison with 5 years of supervised release, 300 hours of community service, and he also has to pay a $35,000 fine.
Okay. So YK Osiris, he says he needs immediate permission to leave the state of Georgia for a very important job opportunity.
Uh-oh.
He claims that he got a chance to work with Drake, but Drake doesn't know anything about that. So he's currently out on bond for his assault case. Remember with his girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he just filed documents in Fulton County asking a judge to give him the go-ahead to go to Toronto to record with Drake.
Mm-hmm.
So supposedly the studio was available as of January 13th on Monday.
Yep.
And it's available all week for YK Osiris and Drake to get in the studio and work together.
That is hilarious.
Meanwhile, Drake knows nothing about it. you can check out the full story at 937.com. Hey, R. Kelly's lawyers requested the names of 2 Jane Doe accusers who are a part of his Brooklyn federal case.
Mm.
Basically, his lawyers are saying, how can we build a defense if we don't know who these folks are?
Yep.
So one of them, Jane Doe 2, was an underage girl in 1999 who R. Kelly allegedly coerced into having sex with the intention of creating, quote, visual depictions of such conduct.
Mm.
And R. Kelly is accused of kidnapping the second victim, Jane Doe number 3, between 2003 and 2004 in Illinois.
Wow.
So his lawyers are saying, you know, they cannot put together any sort of defense. They need to actually interview these witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the prosecutors are saying no.
Wow.
They're saying that because of R. Kelly's obstruction in other cases, it means he should not have access to these victims.
Absolutely.
So anyway, his next court date, in fact, his trial is set to begin May 18th.
Mm.
So we'll see what happens with that. Hot 3 at 3 countdowns on the way and $1,000 cash.